Good evening and welcome to another session of Agar Meditation. In fact, I would like to start this session by claiming that God runs this session. So I had returned from Vietnam this morning, by afternoon actually I reached home, and then I briefly rested for a while, and just before I woke up, you know, God has different ways of expressing itself. Our consciousness has a different way of expressing itself. Sometimes I get messages in languages that are not mine, and that I don't speak, and that's what happened today. So I'm just going to read out this message that just came today, just a while ago actually. And it goes like this. It's in Hindi. For those people who don't know Hindi, forgive me, I will try and translate it. So the message goes like this. Log badalte hain, halate badalte hain, aap kisi ke taur tareekon ko man mein leke jee nahi sakte. Tadap aapke zindagi mein nahi hai, tadap aapke man mein hai. Aaj ka zindagi jiyo, khul ke jiyo. So this was a message that came to me. And it came to me just like that, just before I woke up. And then I realized that I had 20 minutes for this session to begin. This is how consciousness operates. So when you allow yourself to be used as a medium, an opportunity given to each one of us equally, then consciousness chooses to operate. So no one is better than the other. Each one of us is given an equal opportunity to live beautifully. It is up to us to choose how we want to operate, where we want to operate. So welcome. Today's session is about living in freedom. So we had this question, what is freedom? A lot of you expressed yourselves. And today we will experience what it means to live in freedom. In fact, to live in freedom is very much like living in free fall, which means that there is no expectation. You just live as if today is the only day available for you. That is the best way to live in freedom, where you don't have time to hold grudges against anybody. There is no past, there is no future. This moment is all that exists, and you choose how best you want to make this moment for yourself. It's got nothing to do with money. It's got nothing to do with anything else other than just living. And that is why I told you, that is why I mentioned that when you have nothing else to lose, that is when you actually live in freedom. As long as you have something to lose, it may be a judgment, it may be something that you believe you own, then you have something to lose. But when you have nothing to own, when you don't own anything, everything just comes through you and goes out through you. Everything comes to you and goes away from you. And when you allow it to come and when you allow it to leave, that is when you are living in freedom. But that is extremely simple, but it's not easy. That's because we are so consumed by our habits that we don't allow ourselves to just live in freedom. This is what we have done to ourselves. Life is not like this. Look at all the creatures in the world. None of them behave the way we do. They all are according to nature. They all choose how they are going to behave, and their behavior is exactly according to how nature wants them to behave. We are the only ones who choose to behave differently. We are the only ones because we are given an intelligence. We choose differently. But of late, we have come to realize that every other creature also has been given the intelligence, but they choose not to exercise it for anything other than following nature's law. We are the only ones who want to go away from nature's law, who want to create something for ourselves only. and we have become selfish in our reasons, selfish in our living, selfish in everything else. And this is why we fear, because what we have created is something we want to hold on to for eternity, believing that our existence is immortal. So let us, from today, live freely. Let us, from today, reason everything as if nature is operating through us. And that is the easiest way to live. So with this, let us start our first meditation. As usual, we always will align with the higher consciousness and operate from that plane of awareness. So imagine, think, visualize, or feel that you are sitting in a golden circle of light. The circle of light is as wide as your fingers extended and arms extended. Your arms stretched out and fingers extended. You don't have to do it. It is just a mental imagination. Imagine that if you were to stretch your arms and extend your fingers, whatever that size of the circle is, you can imagine that you are sitting in that kind of a circle. The circle is on the ground. This is required because we all need to secure our inner space. If you are sitting on the ground, make sure you don't have a backrest. Keep your neck, head, and your back in a straight line. If you're sitting on a chair, make sure you're not crossing your legs. Keep your legs one beside the other so that the universe energies can circulate through you. Again, if you're sitting on a chair, do not use the backrest. If you're sitting on a couch, consider to sit at the edge of the couch so you don't slump. Now, think, imagine, visualize, or feel a tall pole with many different colored ribbons hanging from a sphere at the top, which represents your higher consciousness. Imagine this sphere as a ball of energy or a bulb or like the sun, whatever appeals to you. In your inner scene, walk towards your sphere and hold on to a ribbon of whatever color that appeals to you. And walk back to your seat, connected by this ribbon as if it were a telephone connection between you and your higher consciousness. You can imagine this higher consciousness as any name and form of God that you wish to imagine, or any guru, or even just leave it as it is, as the sun, or just a ball of light, or just nothing, whatever appeals to you. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its relaxing energies. Breathe it in. As you breathe out, let go of any restlessness, any anxiety, any judgment, any anger. Breathe in this way 3 to 5 times, breathing and relaxing energy, and breathing out any anxiety, any restlessness, any judgments, any anger, any frustrations, any irritations. Now, ask your higher consciousness to center you through the ribbon, its healing energies. We all need healing, whether it is physical, mental, emotional, or any other. Breathe in this healing energy. As you breathe out, let go of any pain and distress that you may feel in any part of you for 3 to 5 breaths. Let go of any emotional pain, any physical pain, any mental agony. Now, ask your higher consciousness to center you through the ribbon, its cleansing and purifying energies. Breathe it in. As you breathe out, let go of all negative thoughts, negative feelings, negative memories, negative emotions, negative experiences, negative judgments. Now, ask your higher consciousness to center you through the ribbon, its strengthening energy. Breathe it in. As you breathe out, let go of any tiredness, any fatigue, or even a sense of weakness that you may be carrying in any part of you for 3 to 5 breaths. Now, ask your higher consciousness to center you through the ribbon, its unconditional love, which is completely accepting and non-judgmental. Breathe in this divine love. And as you breathe out, let go of everything that prevents you from receiving this precious gift. Let go of any anger, any blame or disappointment. Let go of any guilt. Let go of any sense of unhappiness. Let go of any sense of low self-worth or low self-esteem. Now imagine a small spray gun in the center of your chest. Breathe in God's loving and healing energies As you breathe out, imagine you're breathing out of this, out of your chest, and imagine the spray gun spraying God's loving and healing energies to all of creation. Every time you breathe out, imagine the spray gun squirting out God's loving and healing energies. Come back to conscious awareness and open your eyes when you're ready. One of the things that prevents us from living in freedom is attachment. We get attached to everything. We get attached to our memories. We get attached to pain. We get attached to people. We get attached to judgments. We get attached to literally everything. Even if you had an ailment, you get attached to that ailment. Imagine you hit your elbow against a door and you have that shock in your elbow, and there's some pain that's lingering after some time. You just prevent yourself from moving the arm because it's a little too painful. As the pain subsides, we start searching for the pain. That attachment happens so quickly, that short span, you get attached to the pain, and you stretch your elbow all the way until you find that pain which existed, because it becomes familiar within a minute. That is the level of attachment that we have towards pain and suffering. And if your attachment could become so familiar in such a short span, imagine all the memories that you carry within you. They exist not because of how they choose to be. They exist because you are holding on to them. These memories are the ones you are attached to. They are not attached to you. Which is why it is so important for you to release them instead of wanting them to go. They are not there for you. You are the one holding on to them. And that is the reason why you need to resolve that you will live in freedom. So now we will do the small exercise of getting into freedom. Now this exercise can be a little scary for a few people. You just have to hold on to the ribbon of the higher consciousness before you continue this practice. So this practice is one of letting go of attachment, and we have to do it a bit ruthlessly, but the good part is none of it is physical, all of it is an imagination. It's an inner imaginary world. So is all suffering. All the suffering that we carry is imaginary. It is happening in our imagination, in our mind space. It's happening with our emotions. Very little of it is actually physical. Unless someone actually smothers you physically, someone actually beats you up physically, apart from that, all the pain that we experience is pure imagination. Now, imagine there is a fireplace. In local language, in the Indian language, we call it a havan, or we call it as a homakundam, or homakunda for the people who speak Kannada. Imagine there is this fire that's burning in front of you. On your right side, imagine there is a white cloth which is spread out. And on that, you have everything that you are attached to. Whether it is people, whether it is things, assets, gadgets, clothes, everything that you are attached to is present in the cloth spread that's on your right side. The first thing you're going to do is to question, who are the people I'm attached to? You will see those faces right away. When you say, who are the people? You probably would not be able to put a finger, because suddenly you'll see so many faces. So now, one by one, hold them by the hair and put them into the fire. One by one, hold them by the ear and put them into the fire. How your mind perceives is pure imagination. None of this is real. The only difference is you were using your mind to get attached to things. Now you are using it to release the attachment. Put all those people whom you are attached to in this fire. Do not fear, because all of that that you are visualizing in your scene is a pure imagination, just like you imagined suffering. Once you're finished, people, let us come to all the gadgets and assets that and clothes that you are attached to. Look at everything that you're attached to. Look at the gadgets you're attached to. One by one, put them into fire. If there are anything else, if you have pets, put them into the fire. If you have a house or houses, put them into the fire. Your parents, put them into the fire. Your siblings, put them into the fire. If you love, believe that you love someone, put them into the fire. You believe you hate someone, put them into the fire. No matter what that emotion or feeling is, put them or that thing into the fire. See the fire growing taller with everything that they are putting into the fire. Without any fear, without any inhibition, put everything into the fire. If you have memories of holiday destinations, put them into the fire. Anything from the past, anything from the future, anything that can take you away from the present, put it into the fire. Be absolutely ruthless, because you are more valuable than everything that is there on that spread on your right side. You are more than all of it put together. Put all those things into the fire. If you have your children, put them into the fire. Your job, your bank balance, your cash, your jewelry, everything, put them into the fire. Look at your house in which you're staying. See it completely ravaged. Everything's stolen. Your house is devastated. Put it into the fire. Look at the clothes that you're wearing. Everything torn and removed. Put them into the fire. And finally, when it comes to you, just imagine that somebody just stabbed you and killed your body. Put it into the fire. Don't let anything come between you and your divine self. Anything that comes, put it into the fire, including your own body. When you are done, raise your hand. Thank you. How many of you started feeling sad, terrible, depressed as you started putting everything into the fire? Raise your hand if it was taking you towards fear, desperation, unhappiness. This is a practice we'll be doing, one of the practices we will be doing in Varanasi. We'll be doing it in much more detail. Varanasi is the place where we actually let go of everything. That's one place. Yes, disturbed when the family was being put into the fire. Excellent. This is what I expect to happen, but when you finally put your body into the fire, that's when real freedom dawns. That's when you actually feel free. That's when you feel there's nothing else that can now come between you and your higher consciousness. That's when real freedom occurs. That's when you actually feel so light. That's when you are truly alive. This is a practice we have to do every now and then. But the first time you do, it's really painful. It's really fearful. It's really, really harrowing because it all seems so real. But once you've done it, the next time you do it, you know that there's nothing to fear letting go. And then you start putting everything into the fire and you reclaim your freedom over and over. We have to do this practice several times in our lifetime because we have to remind ourselves that freedom is all there is. Everything else is just an imagination. Freedom alone is real. And this freedom is something that we are willing to let go of so easily. for all the attachment that we behold, for all the stories that we have created in our mind. We do it to an extent that we believe fear to be real, and we question the existence of God. And we have to reverse that. And for that, everything that binds you to fear, everything that binds you to unhappiness, everything that binds you to anger and agony and unforgiveness, everything that binds you to questioning, why me, has to be consumed by this fire and reduced to nothing, so you can be free. True freedom is to live when there's nothing else to lose. That's when it is easiest to live, because there's nothing else to lose. Now let's get back to one more small meditation, and after that you can give your feedback and ask your questions. Again, come back. Those who are continuing to put things into the fire, please do so without leaving the group now. For all the rest who have done it, let us start another small meditation. Keep your neck, head, and your back in a straight line. Keep your eyeballs in a downward gaze. This time, just focus on your breathing. And if there's any thought that comes, any thought, put it into the fire. And do not watch what happens to it once it is in the fire. Just put it into the fire and continue to observe your breathing. While doing this, if your eyeballs move, reposition them in a downward gaze. You are more important than the subject or the object. You alone exist. Everything else is an imagination. at least once every day, do this exercise of putting everything that's in your imagination into the fire. You will see layer after layer after layer of imaginations coming. Without question or reason, just put all of them into that fire. So you will see lesser and lesser clutter in your meditation. Come back to conscious awareness and open your eyes when you're ready. All right. For those of you who... Yes, Rashi, you can unmute.
So just want to clarify this. I found this exercise really, really amazing, and I'm sure this will improve the process. What I understand is how we started by first giving flowers, and then once you ask us to, you know, bless the thought and just, you know, move ahead. And today we put it in the fire.
Right.
Right.
When some attachments refuse to die down when you bless them. But here, okay, we are going all the way. Those are only thoughts. But here we are going with attachments. There's a difference between a thought and an attachment. Attachment is extremely deep-rooted thought. But thoughts are superficial. For example, you're meditating, suddenly you see somebody's face, you bless, and the face just dissipates. You see, you remember a particular to-do list, you send your blessing, and it goes away. But here, we are talking about attachments that are painful. For example, you see your daughter is married or going to go for a higher education, or you're worried about her studies, and those worries are far more grave than, and when you bless them, they simply refuse to die down. So in such cases, you put all of these into the fire. And sometimes the worries are so deep, the attachments are so deep that you lose your sleep. Then you put all of them into the fire. This is a much deeper exercise, an exercise that will get you to freedom. The one that where we bless, it's a very sublime way of doing things, where you just bless and the thought goes away and you continue your meditation. But here, we are going to be really ruthless. We are going to remove everything that comes between me and my higher consciousness. I'm just going to finish all of it so I can just be.
Sure, sir. Thank you, sir.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, thank you. Yes, Ramya.
Good evening, doctor.
Good evening.
So when we practice this, we practice from the beginning with the collecting of the ribbon, and then we move on to the other practices, right? When we practice on our own, or can we just listen to your audio that you send and carry on with the practice? That's one question.
You can do either way.
Whatever. Either way. Yeah. So is it okay to just get on to this meditation right away, or do we do the higher consciousness meditation first and then do this meditation?
I always suggest that you connect with the higher consciousness first, right, and mm-hmm, then do this, because you have to hold on to something.
Right, yeah.
And it's better to hold on to the higher consciousness rather than anything else.
Right.
Yes.
Got it. Yeah, thank you so much. So when you asked us to start with the family, once I put the family into fire,
mm-hmm.
nothing else came to mind. And
what about your body?
Yeah, so the moment I put my entire family, basically just the most important family members, into fire, I immediately felt like I needed to get into the fire, like there was nothing else.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you started suggesting put your house into fire, so those were the things that went into the fire.
Right.
But after my body or my whatever that was, when that went into the fire, nothing else remained until you suggested the things. Nothing else came to mind.
Okay.
Is so, that, yeah.
So question. So. So once you saw your body go into that fire, consumed by that fire, how did you feel? What was your experience?
I felt nothing. There was no emotion as such.
But did you feel light? Did you feel free?
I felt empty. I'm not sure whether it was light or free. I couldn't figure out what I felt. I just felt empty.
Right.
Like there was nothing.
Nothing.
Like maybe the burden had shifted or...
Yes. So, yes. That's so, so the, so, so the way the exercise happens, if you really did it with dedicated effort,
mm-hmm.
and when you go on putting, then you are extremely consumed in this time.
Mm-hmm.
So you go on putting everything into the fire. And finally, you see so many things that you attach to. You go on putting him into the fire and you will realize there are these subtle attachments, subtle meetings mm-hmm. that you've had. You've had subtle interactions. You would have seen so many people waiting in a queue where you are waiting. You will see all of that. So
mm-hmm.
one by one, just go on putting into the fire. So it doesn't happen in the 10 mm-hmm. minutes that we had today. It takes much mm-hmm. longer. Sometimes it can go almost to an hour. And finally, and that's when it gets really intense, because as you go on putting everything else, then you realize the list just exhausting, and finally it comes to you. And that's when you feel, as you go on putting all of this, you go on feeling more and more sad, more and more alone, more and more terrible is what I would say. And then I like it to be extremely dramatic. So how, mm-hmm. so this is the way when this practice was shown to me in my meditation to experience oneness, the way the commands were given by the higher consciousness were so brutal. It said, mm-hmm. house stolen, brother murdered, mother throat slit, father hung, and it said that daughter killed, son killed, wife killed, and then my clothes torn, stolen. And finally, it's like one by one, all my clothes are taken away, and then there is this naked body stabbed to death and then put into the fire. So you go through it so dramatically, and when everything is just over, then you expect yourself to be devastated. That's what occurs to you. That's what appears when the higher consciousness gave me the commands. I felt like this is driving me to insanity. But when my body went into the fire, there was nothing else. Suddenly, I never expected it. There was this amazing sense of freedom.
Mm.
Out of nowhere, suddenly there was this beautiful freedom with nothing else to lose. It was so beautiful. And this feeling can linger on and on. But that was the first time it was so intense. But every other time that I do, I know the result. So it's not as dramatic. I know it will get me to freedom. But the first time that happened, it was really dramatic.
Now, as you described all of it, there was intense fear. When you were mentioning about killing and stabbing.
Yeah, that's the way it is. But you have to
I think that's how it needs to happen when I'm doing the meditation again. Mm. Yeah.
You have to be ruthless with attachment.
Yeah. 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 Yes. Thank you so much.
All right. Yes, Rashi.
So, sir, I had a very similar experience how Ramyaji has described.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to ask one thing, that we are also attached to our negative thoughts and fears because we hold on to them.
Correct.
So can that also, while doing this meditation, can I put them also in
fire? You have to. Everything, every kind of attachment, you have to put into the fire.
Mm-hmm.
Every kind of attachment.
Yes, sir. Okay, sir.
If you are afraid of the dark and if you believe in ghosts, put that ghost into the fire.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes, Shilpa?
Doc, when we do this every day, we keep putting our thoughts into the fire. In the end, do we need to put our body into the fire every day?
Look, this is not an everyday exercise. You please understand the perspective, understand the context. You are getting rid of attachment. Now, if you make it a ritual, then it has no meaning after that. Don't make it a ritual. Make it so intense that you don't have to do it again. Do it once, do it so intensely that you have killed all attachments. Okay. Is that clear?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. So thank you so much for this, for again coming in so many numbers. I really appreciate all your commitment for continuing participating in these meditations. So the world needs more light. The world needs less darkness. And all of you are contributing to this light in your own way. So thank you so much for making the world a better place with your effort. So we'll connect next Saturday again. Until then, have a nice weekend.